dear sister. And Harry Biscuit, are you enjoying yourself?
I am, Pitbin, although such events make me nervous. And those nerves make me very, very clumsy.
Perhaps a glass of champagne will steady your nerves.
Good idea.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, everyone. I did warn you.
As Harry slopped champagne down his trousers, I experienced a happiness I'd not felt in a long time. And then, suddenly, that happiness fled.
Pitbin, how utterly undelightful to see you.
And good evening to you too, Mr. Benevolent.
Good evening, he says. Good evening. Your good evenings will not last, Pitbin. One day soon I shall greet you by saying bad evening, and you will have no choice but to sadly shake your head and say, yes, yes, it is a bad evening.
I nearly struck him then, but my hand was stayed by the arrival of a face I knew well from coins, stamps, and portraits of the king. For it was the king. George the Fourth himself.
Damn, Mr. Bin!
Sir, I'm honored to be recognized.
Your marvelous invention has transformed life at the palace. We now have somewhere to put the dead dogs and servants.
I'm glad to hear it.
Ah, the pain! The damnable pain!
Sir?
I'm sorry. It's this beastly gout. Oh, it's like a small child stabbing me repeatedly in the foot with a fork.
I looked down and, to my surprise, saw a small child stabbing him repeatedly in the foot with a fork.
Sir, there is a small child stabbing you repeatedly in the foot with a fork.
Yes. Yes, the gout is on the other foot. The small child with a fork is to balance the pain out over both feet.
I see, sir.
The pain! The damnable pain! I'm sorry. It's the small child stabbing me repeatedly in the foot with a fork. Oh, it feels just like gout. Damn this gout! Damn this child!
As I watched the king walk away, I decided to seek out Harry and Pippa to tell them of my royal meeting. But the two of them were chatting on the dance floor.
I feel somewhat nervous. Forgive me if I'm a little clumsy.
Of course.
Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, my leg! He's broken my leg!
My mistake, sorry. Sorry, that was me.
My enjoyment of Pippa's elegant pirouettes and Harry's inept flailing was soon interrupted, however.
Are you that Bin fellow?
I am he.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Admiral Hardthrasher.
He was obviously a veteran of many campaigns. His face was grimly scarred with powder burns, and as I shook his hand, it was curiously hard to the touch.
Forgive my wooden hand. The fact is, after the body parts I've had blown off in battle, I'm made mostly of wood. This leg here... teak. The other one... balsa. Helps me float if I fall overboard. The right arm's oak. The left one's willow. Doubles as a cricket bat. These ribs... pure mahogany. Look at the grain. Lovely. My kidneys are elder. I've got a sycamore liver, and my lungs are pure elm. And my hair is chestnut. But enough about me. I believe you were once a pupil of my brother Jeremiah's.
Sir, I was.
I also believe you were responsible for his death.
Might have been.
And I say to you, good work. He was a weakling and a coward, not a naval man at all, with his lax ways and ill discipline.
You run a tight ship, do you, sir?
I have the honor of commanding His Majesty's 6th Flotilla from aboard my flagship, HMS Gurr.
My Aunt Lily, before she had almost certainly died, had given me a picture from the London Gazette in which my father could be seen on the docks at Portsmouth. Perhaps this was my chance to go there and investigate.
Might I visit your ship sometime?
It would be an honor to have such a great inventor on board. Why don't you come down tomorrow?
Early the next day, I headed for Portsmouth. I found my way to the docks by following the sound of prostitutes, and the admiral welcomed me on board.
This is the officer's mess, so called because it is traditionally a terrible mess. Of course, your invention stopped that, so we're renaming it The officers tidy. And this is the punishment quarters?
This seems to be the biggest room on board.
Yes, we do a lot of punishment.
The cat-o'-nine-tails?
Cat-o'-nine-tails. We have no use for such a pathetic device as the cat-o'-nine-tails. Our cat has 28 tails. We also have a dog of 5 spikes, a rabbit of 10 punches, and a specially trained biting ferret. And then there are the more traditional punishments, such as keel hauling and horse whipping, for which we use a real horse. In fact, one is about to happen now.
Stand still, sailor.
Now, let me talk you through the ships in my flotilla. Over there is HMS Anger. Then HMS Take That, You Filthy French Swine. HMS Take That, You Filthy English Swine. We captured that one off the French. And all lined up, we have HMS War, HMS Huh, HMS What Is It Good For? And HMS Absolutely Nothing.
Say it again.
I never repeat myself anymore.